Soko izika atisenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu kustudio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 6 Ntalakazi 2021 ukatsisi Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ineva is in fourth wave. Kanye ila manza kakhulu. Liyaqwayisa ke ukuthi lingabe lokhe lihlangana. Liphefumulelana liduze lingagqokanga amamaski lokungahlanzi izandla. Liyaqwayisa kakhulu ukuthi lingahambi lenzi siminye eminye lapho kulabantu abaningi khona. Lingaqali mahlabezulu sesisengozini embi kakhulu.
Ukuqhamuka kumkhakha omisha womicron obikwa usukona eZimbabwe. Abantu baxwayiswa ukubana baziphathe ngonanzelelo ukuze bengathelelwa i-coronavirus.
Sibuhlungu kakhulu sithi dudu emdenini wakhe alale ngokuthula ubaba uMavinga. Sizamkhumbula ekusebenzeni kwethu uStrath isibela ukuthi sizikhule nje abantwana baseZimbabwe.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe sezethule ukudana lokwethuka okukhulu kulandela imfa yalowo obesaziwa ngokulwela amalungelo oluntu umnumzana Dewamavinga. Izakhamizi zakoBulawayo zikhala ngodubo lokudubuka kwempompi ezithwala amanzi alengcekeza laphuma ezambuzini awesuka ndawana yonke. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Umqondisi wabona ngehlelo ezokumelana le-COVID-19 eZimbabwe uDr. Agnes Mahomba uthi okwamanje izethekeli loba abaphindela ekhaya abakaqalisi ukubanjwa ngamandla okubana bahlolwe ukuthi balalo kumbe hatshi ligciwane le-COVID-19 lapho besehla indizamtshina kumbe emngceleni yelizwe. Uqhubeke ethi lesiqondiso sokuthi bahlaliswe bebodwa okwensuku ezilishumi bengahlangani labanye ku-quarantine laso kasikaqali ukusebenza. Kunje ngokutshona kwelanga layizolo kuhlolwe abantu abedlula amakhulu amahlanu 523 abatholakale bele-COVID-19 kwafa oyedwa. Inani lasebetholakale beligciwane leli lokhu laqhamukayo elizweni selikunkulungwane ezedlula ezilikhulu 139,046 okulinani eligoqela inkulungwane njalo ezedlula ikhulu 128,868 zabaphepha kulomkhuhlane. Umqondisi wezempilakahle esibhedlela sempilo uDr. Solwayo Ngwenya kwayisa abantu ukubana baqhubekele phambili belandela iziqondiso zokuzivikela ukuthelelwa lomkhuhlane njengoba lo mkhakha omutsha owe-micron ubikwa usukhona eZimbabwe njalo usidla ubhedu.
Yebo mahlabezulu, lokhu yikuthi ngilazise ukuthi sesisengozini embi kakhulu umkhakha lo we-omicron lo i-variant entsha le-coronavirus. Ubhubhane lolu lubi kangaka kukhanya solumemetheka kakhulu solulamandla okwedlula konke lokhu esaqalisa sikhuluma ngenhlandla lezi ze-coronavirus ezidlileyo. Leyi bayithi i-fourth wave ikhanya ilamandla kakhulu. Liyaxwayisa ke ukuthi lingabe lokhe lihlangana liphefumulelana liduze lingagqokanga amamaski lokungahlanzi izandla. Liyaxwayiswa kakhulu ukuthi lingahambi lenzi siminye eminye lapho kulabantu abaningi khona. Lingaqali mahlabezulu sesisengozini embi kakhulu. Amalanga la abuyayo lamaviki la abuyayo abantu abaningi sebesisengozini. Yikho siyaxwayisa ukuthi litshintshe izenzo zenu elizenzayo. Lizame ukuthi bona ukuthi ingozi le esibuya esilandayo le nxa singananzelelanga iza kuqeda imphefumulo yabantu abaningi.
Lo bekungu-Dr. Solwayo Ngwenya wesibhedlela sempilo koBulawayo. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe esezihlala kwele South Africa zethule ukudana lokwethuka okukhulu kulandela imfa yalowo obesaziwa ngokulwela amalungelo oluntu umnumzana Dewamavinga. uThuso Kumalo usipha lelo daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisuka enhlanganisweni ezizimeleyo labantu nje sebechaza umuyi uDewa Mavinga njengeqhawe lezamalungelo oluntu. Umgcinisihlalo webandla le-MDC Alliance kwele South Africa, uMnumzana Thasin Ndlovu, uthi akulahlekelwanga iZimbabwe kuphela kodwa uluhlu lonke lwezansi yezwekazi le-Afrika.
UDewa Mavinga bekuyiqhawe lethu, isigayigayi somzabalazo. Bekuyindoda beyimele amalungelo eluntu. Bekuyindoda beyithola kuzo zonke indawo la kukhulunywa khona ngamalungelo, la kukhulunywa khona ngokuthi abantu kumele bangene kanjani enkululekweni entsha eZimbabwe. Indoda beyithola ku-United Nations, ungayithola ku-SADC nakuma-Civil Society. Indoda beyithembekile, beyikhuluma ngokuzinikela, ngokuzikhandla.
UMnumzana Brian Muziringa owabalekela ukwephulwa kwamalungelo akhe eZimbabwe uthi akasazi ukuthi sebezalwelwa ngubani.
Siphethwe ne-Fed News phezu kwe-desk ka-Comrade Dewa Mavinga. Asazi kuthi sizothini, but yena uDewa, Comrade Dewa Mavinga, wayincedisa abantu from Zimbabwe and different countries. It's not easy kuthi abe repressible. Very sad news has.
Nakwelinicela uMnumzana Nkosilathi Ncube uthi uMnumzana Mavinga ube ngubizwa sabele yonke indawo lapho bekulwiswa khona ezoncindezelo.
Zibuhlungu kakhulu sithi dudu emdenini wakhe alale ngokuthula ubaba uMavinga. Sizamkhumbula ekusebenzeni kwethu kustruggle silwela ukuthi sizikhule njengabantwana baseZimbabwe.
Le yinto egcizelelwa ngesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe uMnumzana Inches asithi yena othi basele bethidibele.
Bekasiduduza kabi ukuthi siyenze umsebenzi wamalungelo abantu, sinefocus njalo nje futhi sibe abantu laba bangathandi ukuba corrupt noma ukwenza izinto nendlela ingasiyo.
Inhlelo zokuxhumana ebulenjini be-inthanethi zigcwele ngamazwi enduduzo avela kulabo abebesebenza lo muyi. Labanye abazi imisebenzi lempilo yakhe. Isikhulumeli semuli yakwaMavinga ovezwe kuphela ngokuthi umfowabo uPanashe ubethembisile ukuthi uza kwethula umbiko ngamalungiselelo omngcwabo kanye lokuphendula umbuzo obumayelana lembangela yemfa, kodwa lo mbiko ubungakethulwa ngesikhathi sokuya emoyeni. Ngimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguThuso Kumalo.
Izakhamizi zakoBulawayo zithi udubo lokudubuka kwempompi ezithwala amanzi alengcikeza laphuma ezambuzini awesuwa ndawana yonke ngokunye sokubanga ngamandla ukuqhamuka kwesihudo leminye imikhuhlane edolobheni leli. UBathabile Masuku sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo. Isiphathamandla seZANU-PF uMnumzana Obet Mpofu ongene ngolwesihlanu eplazini elathengwa uMnumzana Sipho Sami Malunga labanye bakhe uthi akasuki esidakeni farm enyama endlovu ngoba unikwe ingxenye yaleli plazi nguhulumende. UMpofu uthi izisebenzi zakhe kunje sezilima kwenye indawo yeplazini leli elathengwa ngomnyaka ka-2017 nguMalunga usomabhizinisi uMnumzana Charles Moyo loMnumzana Zefania Dlamini ingcwethi kwezokulima njalo ofundisa eNational University of Science and Technology eNUST. UMalunga umntakamuyi sithi noMalunga wanikwa isicoco seqhawe lesizwe wangcwatshwa emathuneni amaqhawe eNational Heroes Acre eHarare. UMpofu utshele uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 ukuthi kule ncwadi ayinikwa nguhulumende emvumela ukubana athathe ingxenye yepulazi leli.
Uthi esintwini ukuthi ungayizwa siduma kakhulu isizadabuka. Engadeleli. Yena ngumuntu womthetho nxa kudoktha kuloliloya. Kahamba kwenza ngomthetho osemabhukwini kahulumende kumbe welizwe. Nothi uthathe isihlambaza so ngokuthi uzaba ne-problem yokuthi even asebenze nzima nxa esithi ngeyakho iplazi yami.
Ye, ngokutsho kwakhe uthi walithenga iplazi leli kumlungu elama-business partners amabili.
Ngalethe incwadi zonke zonezo azinika-business. Ngasithi esibila ngakho lokhu thina Dila le ministry. Kade su kutangi la maplazi yon okupena. Amgahan baba chengi suti iwa hapa maplazi akwa. Ya zutu mtu la mange mtu anongaga zeni. Kuchu tivele izi. Sampo to o ngati ungeko credible. Angila plazi. Nangwele plazi gati display jenge ofa le tuwa ilo kuzani. Anso anso tuta so mtu ngi yenzinto eze mtetweni. Enda zahe ngezinto uka. Enda asiso samutu ngezinto uka.
Yes,
isn't this intention? Never against this intention, never can equal up in court. But with an Azamkas with Shambas, I would attend Avan to others, the Gunasequenza, because I'm super pumpy.
So, how do you very out of Pumi Gunabasu, Zungan, Zungan?
Ah, no, Minazakishan, who meant? Not maintaining I apply like with Dala, but in Niga, I seem to have a lot of money about Pirate. You see, so government and laws and keep an eye as a funeral of Madum, which can be placed in Namalu. And call it Namalu. I mean, I'm not going to ask this telepath. Yalas, Yavas, Majani, Yavas, Labos, and Dels, Yavas, Uti Ulops, and Uarambo, Zani, Yavas, Wong, and Angus is tutor, so tutor. Come to the Punya, a pan, and I sit at the one to the Punya, dominated Sugula.
Umnumzana Obethi Mpofu, unobhala we-ZANU PF, ubona ngokuqhutshwa kwenhlelo zebandla, ubexoxa loGibbs Dube we-Studio 7 eseHarare. Abanikazi bepulazi leli bathi bakhangelele ukuba baphanyeke udaba lolu emthethwandaba kunsukwana ezilandelayo. Isithunywa somthethwandaba sisanda kuzama ukususa umnumzana Dumisani Matsivanyati epulazini leli. UMatsivanyati wangena esidakeni farm esithi laye wanikwa imvumo nguhulumende ukubana athathe ingxenye yalo. UDlamini uthi baningi abafuna ipulazi leli, lapho abalima khona amatamatisi lokunye asebekuthengisela uZulu.
Iplazi leli saziswa ukuthi lathathwa nguhulumende nyakenye. Lathathwa ngokungekho emthethweni ngoba thina njengabanikazi asaziswanga ngenjongo yokuthi selithathwa. Sabona ngabantu be-Ministry of Lands lonyaka ngoJuni sebethwele izikhonkwane bequma iplazi. Kuthiwa liqunywa nje liphiwa abantu abangu-14. Labo bantu labaqanjwa ngamabizo sibabona nje sebengena bephuma eplazini lethu. Abanye sebesakha izindlu, abanye sebelima, abanye bangabaphambula amanzi esiwapompayo sithelela ngawo izilimo zethu. Lokhu sokusiphambanise kakhulu, sesehluleka lokuthi silime ngendlela ebesihlele ngayo ukuthi sizalima lonyaka.
Ye, Baba Dlamini, bangene nini vele khonapho eplazini?
Ngolwesihlanu lolu kufike elinye iqembu labafana besenza umcimbi eplazini, bethi sebezothatha indawo yabo abayiphiwe nguhulumende, besitsho bekhomba le indawo okuthiwa iphiwe imswelangubo farm engaka-former minister u-Obethi Mpofu. Bakwenze lokhu ngolwesihlanu emini yantambama. Ngomgqibelo sibone sokungena itharakita isizolima kweyinye insimu yethu ebesikhangelele ukuthi siyahlanyela kiyo i-onyeni kungakafiki ikhisimusi. Babhizi nje njengamanje lakho lokhu bavukele khona baqhubeka ngokulima kwabo. Asikhulumisani labo, siyabekela ngoba kukhanya ngabantu nje abathatha umthetho bawufake ezandleni zabo.
Umnumzana Zephaniah Dlamini ngomunye wabathenga iplazi lesidakeni farm enyama endlovu. Limuzwe exoxa lapho loGibbs Dube we-Studio 7 ekoBulawayo. Kulive Talk lamhlanje sikhangela umsebenzi wokumelana lobhubhane lwe-COVID-19 ngalesi sikhathi sokuqhamuka kumkhakha omutsha owe-Omicron. Ngesikhathi ilizwe libhekana lodubo lokusetshenziswa kwezidakamizi ikakhulu kwabasakhulayo osokuphazamisa isizwe lemdeni, abezempilakahle labo sebekubone ufanele ukuphatheka kumikhankaso yokunikeza ulwazi nokuhlola nokucebisa uZulu. Intethelezindaba yethu Mark Peter Ntambi usethulela lolu daba.
abenhlanganiso ezibonanga ukuhlolwa kwabasebenzisa izidakamizi bathi sokulumkhuba omubi abawubonayo uphakile eZimbabwe ikakhulu kwabatsha abasebenzisa izidakamizi ngokuhlanganisa imithi lokunye ukuze badakwe kakhulu. Udokotela Nkululeko Dewa okhokhela enye yenhlanganiso ezikulu umsebenzi eyeRua Inner City Mission uthi lokhu kusuka kudale inkinga.
A lot of active users apparently develop some secondary complications due to exposure to drugs.
Abasebenzisa ama drugs abaningi bagcina besiba lama complications athile ngokuhlala bewasebenzisa.
Uthi kanjalo kuqakathekile ukuba abantu benelise ukuhlolwa ikakhulu bengaba nezitshengiselo zokwehluleka ukuphila kuhle bengathathanga okudakayo lokho ukuze bethole usizo. Kunje uthi inhlanganiso yakhe isimanene lesibhedlela esikhulu seParktown Hospital emzini weWaterfalls eHarare ukuba belwisane lalolu dubo. Umongikazi omkhulu oqondisa umsebenzi wokucebisa engu-lead counselor uSister Hendrina Chitsama uchasisa abakwenzayo.
Currently we are doing it free for the first sessions, but ongoing we encourage.
Senza i-counseling mahala okwamanje kubanga lakuqala siphathise sebeku rehabilitation.
Uthe kulo umsebenzi sebenelisa ukuphathisa imuli eziningi njalo ke ngena lasesikolweni ethi balakho njalo ukuyaphathisa lapho ababizwa khona ukuba bebuye ezindlini zabo ukuphathisa ethi esigabeni sakuqala kukuhlolwa banakho ukuhlola bengabhadalisi kodwa bengaba lembadalo encane engadingakala ngesikhathi lapho kuyabe kusilela imitshina khona. Uqhubeka ethi kulokho asebethe bahlangana lakho kukhomba ukuba lolu dubo luhlasela abantu abatshiyeneyo.
The ages that are mostly affected from our experience is now 18 to 50 years.
Aba kulolu dubo kakhulu ngabaphakathi kweminyaka engu 13 years kusiya ku 50 years.
Umnumzana Albert Mazulo olwela amalungelo ezakhamizi zeHarare uthi lolu ludubo asebelesikhathi belisana lalo ethi ludinga ukusebenzela ndawonye kwenhlangothi ezijeneyo zempilo ukuze luqedwe.
Ngoba sikakhangela siyabona ukuthi abanye sebephambana lengqondo, abanye sebecina begula sibili ngendaba yama-drugs. Sifisa ukuthi ngabe ivini abezinsonto bengeze intshumayelo lemfundiso mayelelano lezidakayo lokunceda ikakhulu abatsha.
Ingcitshi zithi izizathu zokusebenzisa izidakamizi ziningi kakhulu ezigoqela ukulingisela abanye, ukuyengwa, ukusilela kwemisebenzi, ubuyanga, ukufuna nje ukuzama okwenziwa ngabanye lokunye. Inhlolisiso esithe yenziwa iveza ukuba izidakamizi ezisetshenziswa ngabantu abaningi zigoqela ezihotshwayo ama-inhalants, umtoriro, i-crystal meth, imithi yokwelapha inhlungu yama-painkillers, i-tick, i-cocaine, imbanje ezibhenywayo lezifakwa ekudleni, imithi yokwelapha imikhuhlane etshiyeneyo engaba ikuma-prescription okuthiwa ngama-prescription drugs. Abezempilakahle bathi sebenanzelele eyinye into edanisayo yokuthi amantombazana amaningi lawo asesebenzisa okudakayo agcine sehlukunyezwa ngokwecansi kumbe ukudlwengula. UZulu agcine sebabona njengabantu abangelambeko inkanti kungayisikho ubona labo bedinga uncedo. Uhulumende uthi uselunanzelele lolu dubo ngakho-ke usethatha amanyathelo okubumba ikomiti ehlanganisa-ke abengatsha zakhe ezehlukileyo, i-Interministerial Committee abaphathintambo ezahlolisisa lolu daba lwezidakamizi osoluphazamisa ikakhulu abatsha abayinsika yelakusasa yelizwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nginguMark Peter Ntambe.
Inkokheli zomdabu labalimi basebulilima bamukele ngenjabulo uhlelo lwentasa olokubathwalisa inhlanyelo lomvunjiso bethu lubasize kakhulu ngoba bebengenelisi ukuthenga inhlanyelo emavinkileni athengisa ezokulima. Wanastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo esebulilima.
Abalimi bebulilima njengabo bonke elizweni jikelele sebephakathi kokulima ngoba seliqalile izulu ukuna njalo bathole inhlanyelo phansi kohlelo lweintwasa. Unkosikazi Sifiso Moyo ebulilima uthi isimo emangweni wabo sihle kakhulu ngoba balungiselele abalimi abanengi bathayile ugajopo.
Emasimini khathesi sikhangele ukuthi izulu liyana, sichayile ugajopo owamagodi, sikhangelele ukuthi nxa lingaqhubeka lisina lisiya phambili sizathola futhi. Inhlanyelo siyitholile ekuhulumende usiphile lekonke lefertilizer. Ngithole ama 5 kg yamabili awenhlanyelo awomumbu, ngazothola i 5 kg yendumba, ngazothola i 5 kg yamazambane, ngazothola ipinzi zenkomo.
Unkosikazi Sibongile Nkiwane osuka eThekwane uthi sebenzile konke okusemandleni abo elethemba lokuthi kuzaba njenganyakenye lapho abathole inhlanyelo phansi kohlelo lunye.
Hayi, mina emasimini amandla hlupho ngingazi abanye, kodwa kimi hayi noma lingabuya nizakhulela lukhula, ngiyazimela ngumama wafundisa ukuthi lima. Inhlanyelo yokulima siyiphiwe ngabalimisi ekagajopo, kodwa mina yindle yami. Mina ngikhanya ingcwedile ngoba lo mnyaka ophelile ungcwedile, ngibe ngumama sibithi hayi intombi.
Kodwa unkosikazi Samaria Nkomo esinye njalo isakhamuzi sebulilima yena ukhala ngokuthi ayitholileyo inhlanyelo iphehliwe.
Hayi, inhlanyelo ngiyiphiwe sibili but iphehliwe. Ikho ngikhala ukuthi ke nxa ngiyafaka lapha ningamili anti ngokuphehlwa kwayo ngesithiwa 10 kg unyawuthi ne-cowpeas.
Ukhansela kawa 21 kondiweni unkosikazi Nani Ndlovu ukhala ngokuthi akakalutholi uncedo phansi kweintwasa.
Inhlanyelo siyitholile but lamazambane esikade siyikhangele esibi kakhulu asiyitholanga. Esiyitholileyo yonke leyinye besivele siyithinjisiwe siyitholile ngaphandle kwemazambane esunflower esingakakutholi. Yamonium nitrate besizama ukuthi sibe sikhuluma labalimi sibethu ukuthi nxa kungabe ikhona amaimputi lawo aphangise ukubuya ngoba izambane ifana inhlanyelo right at the beginning kuze livuthwe.
UNduna Jabulani Ndiweni Mphini uyaluncoma okwamagama uhlelo lweintwasa.
Ya kakhulu and sibona lwenza kahle kakhulu because most of them bathi hayi uyathola uyenza uthola amabele amaningi than ukulima nge-tractor. So whereby it reduces ama-cost. So you are happy about uhlelo lweifumbuza. So I think it's helping a lot. Abantu bayazuza kulo. So inhlanyelo sebeyitholile sebeyifakile phansi and the program is producing smoothly.
Unduna Gandani Mikhawu Zenzo Magutshwa ukhala ngokuthi iningi alikatholi inhlanyelo lomvundiso emangweni wakhe.
Ukulima kasikaqali sinjoba izulu liphuzile kukhona inhlanyelo sisayikhalela ngoba abantu bebengazuzanga okuqondileyo. Isikhathi esiningi yayiphuze inhlanyelo ukubuya singazi lonyaka kumbe sizayaphakisha ukuyizuza abantu ekulimeni bazimisele. Ngikhuluma ngisenze njenje laba bamagodi vele sebehlanyele. Leli zwe leli qalise ukuna inhlanyelo isiphansi silethemba ukuthi izaphuma. Akusoze kubotshakala inhlanyelo. So sisacela ukuthi laba belelisayo ukuthi bangasicedisa ngezihlanyelo bancedise ngokuthi ifike masinyane ebantwini bayisebenzise isikhathi sesekhona.
Ugatsha lukahulumende olubona ngezokulima i-Agricultural Rural Extension Services yilo oluqhuba lolu hlelo labalimisi ezweni lonke lapho abantu abadlula izigidi ezimbili sebethe bafundiswa ngohlelo lweintwasa batholiswa inhlanyelo lomvundiso kanye nemithi ebulala imihogoyi emizameni yokumelana lokuguquka komumo womkhathi osukukhathaza abalimi ezweni. Ngimele iStudio 7 sebulilima ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kwezemidlalo sebephange bazitholela isipho sekhisimusi abalendeli beqembu lomdlalo wenguqu LFC Platinum lona eliphakamise inkezo yeChibuku Super Cup ngemva kokunqoba eliwenze elengezi Platinum Stars. Ngintethele zindaba yethu yezemidlalo, uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ngokwesibini leqembu lesiPlatinum liphakamise inkezo yeChibuku Super Cup selokhu lomncintiswano wavuselelwa ngomnyaka 2014, njalo umqeqeshi walo uNomen Mabhiza ubonge kakhulu abalandeli baleli qembu ngosekelo lwabo.
Kuba landeli bethu ngithi ngihlala ngisitsho ukuba bayinsika yethu selokhu ngafika kuleli qembu, sasilimuli eyodwa njalo isicoco lesi sipho sabo sekhisimusi.
Ngokwesithathu kuba zombili FCPlatinum nenkezo iPlatinum Stars zifinyelele kufinal yenkezo yeChibuku Super Cup. Njalo elengezi ile liphakamise inkezo ngo-2016, ikanti nyakenye linqotshwe ngele Highlanders nge-1 kanya. Iqembu leFCPlatinum lithole inkulungwane ezingamashumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu zamadola aseMelika ngokunqoba eliwenze kumncintiswano walonyaka weChibuku Super Cup. Kusithi elengezi iPlatinum Stars lona lithole inkulungwane ezingamashumi amahlanu. Amaqembu aphelele kusigaba sesemifinal ele Cranbourne Bullets kanye lele Dynamos wona athole inkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili lanhlanu. Kusithi lawa aphelele kusigaba sekwarter final athole inkulungwane ezilitshumi lanhlanu. Amaqembu alitshumi aphelele kusigaba sezibaya wona athole inkulungwane eziyisikhombisa. Umdlali weqembu leFCPlatinum uBrand Banda nguye okhethwe ukuba nguye odlale ukwedlula abanye kufinal, njalo uthi bazabopha ziqine ukuzela kwimidlalo yeligi kube yibo abaphakamisa isicoco.
Esizakwenza ukuba sizasebenza kanzima njengalokho esikwenze kulo mncintiswano okudale ukuba siphakamise inkezo yeChibuku.
Iqembu leFCPlatinum yilo elicele ukuphakamisa isicoco seligi ngomnyaka ka-2019, njalo beselile minyaka emithathu ilandelana lokhu lisiphakamisa, okutsho ukuba yilo ebelimela ilizwe kumncintiswano weCAF Champions League. Ukunqoba kwinkezo yeChibuku kutsho ukuba iqembu leFCPlatinum selithole ilungelo lokuyamela ilizwe leZimbabwe kumncintiswano weCAF Confederations Cup. Imidlalo yeligi iqhubekela phambili ngolwesithathu lapho eyabe ingena khona kuviki yesithathu, njalo kulo mdlalo owodwa ozadlalwa phakathi kwele Harare City kanye leleyada. Eminye imidlalo yeviki lesithathu yePremier Soccer League izadlalwa ngomgqibelo, ukuthi eminye yakhona izakuba khona ngesonto. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo, uJoseph Njanji.
Umsakazo weVoice of America osakaza kuzwekazi leAfrika okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa isatellite SES 5 kuband leC-band. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebulenjini be-internet livule ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebulenjini bokuxhumana obeFacebook ku-VOA Ndebele, laku-Twitter ku-VOA Ndebele. Kuvikela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930, 6170, 7270, 6040 naku 15460 kHz ku shortwave.
Ngizokuthulela isipho sekhisimusi yabalandeli beqembu lomdlalo wenguqu leFC Platinum, lona eliphakamise inkezo yeChibuku Super Cup ngemva kokunqoba elikwenze elengezi Platinum Stars. Ngithelele izindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo. Singekehlukani zihlobo, wothi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela ngokuqhamuka komgaga omutsha we-Omicron obikwa usukhona laseZimbabwe. Abantu baxwayiswa ukuba nabaziphathe ngonanzelelo ukuze bengathelelwa i-coronavirus. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe sezithule ukudana lokwethuka okukhulu kulandela imfa yalowo obesaziwa ngokulwela amalungelo oluntu, uMnumzana Dewa Mavinga. Izakhamizi zakoBulawayo izikhala ngodubo lokudubuka kwempompi yezithwala amanzi alengcekeza alalawo aphuma ezambuzini awesiwa ndawana yonke. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Umpracitis Jeremiah ngisithi asidibaneni njalo 6:30 kusasa ekuseni. Abangendelelisanga ukuzwa iindaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com.
Ngokulalela ukulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifana yokusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakare.